Jets special teams, what kind of problems do they pose, particularly I'm thinking of the big guy, Tebow, as a punt protector?
I mean, you just got to be alert at all times with him on the field. Say what you want about the kid, he's a football player, and when he has the ball in his hands, he makes plays. So, you know, we just have to be alert in all situations. These guys are well coached. They have one of the best coaches in the league, and they play the game the right way. They play hard, you know, and they play physical. So it's going to be a challenge for us this week.
They've had some success with him in the fake punts. How do you prepare for that?
It's just about being alert. We don't know when it's going to come or what it's going to be, but we just have to play disciplined and be alert. And every man has to know his rule and responsibility on the play that we have called and executed. And, you know, we can't fall asleep on Mr. Tebow with the ball in his hands.
Matthew, do you get a kick out of Rex Ryan and his personality and just the zest he brings for life, just sort of the life of the party, news conferences, on the sidelines?
Yeah, I mean, he makes the game entertaining and fun. I think that's something unique about this league is everybody's got a different personality. Everybody brings a unique trait or characteristic to the game, and he's definitely one of those guys. And, you know, I think guys like him make the NFL what it is. It's a great game, and you know, it takes all kinds in this league.
Matt, when you see West get kind of creamed over the middle, then two plays later, he's come back in, catching the first down. What's that do for the team? What's that do for the guys in the sideline?
Oh, man, just that kind of toughness is something that you've come to expect from West over the years. I mean, I don't think I've played with a tougher individual. The guy is just, I mean, he amazes you time after time with what he's able to do on the field. So, obviously, seeing him bounce back like that, it does a lot for our team. When Wes is doing things to help our football team, we thrive and we go with it. So, it definitely was a big play.
Does the trash talk pick up a little bit in a rivalry game like this?
It may or may not for some. I try not to do too much trash talking out there.
But you have ears. You hear it. Who's doing it?
Oh, you know I can't get into that.
Spikes is pretty good. Is anybody as good as Spikes at it?
You know I can't get into that one. I'm not going there.
Can you talk about how tight this division is and how important this game is to get some position in the division?
Oh, it's huge. You know, like I was saying earlier this week, this is the most competitive division in football. Everybody's sitting at 3-3, so you know, this is a big game for us. And, you know, you have to do well in your division to try to accomplish the goals you have set out for yourself in the season. So it's no different this year and this week. And we know the importance of this game, and hopefully we can go out and execute and be happy with the result.
Thank you, Matthew. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.